It's Sedmer on podcast number 288, and it's bucketing down with rain outside. I had hoped to be outside, but instead I'm stuck inside recording a podcast, which is probably good for you, well, maybe good for you, but less so for me, because I'm not getting the things done I want to get done. Anyway, I will play, I think I'm a day or two late with this, either a day or two late or a day or so early, I'm not really sure. It is a sporadically scheduled podcast now. I'm going to try and do it every week. But I can't promise anything. This is Flower and Lethargy. I didn't expect that to be quite such a sudden ending. That's Flower and Lethargy, and they're from New York. The LP is on Profane Existence, and it came out last year, December 26, 2022, which was last year, wasn't it? Yes, and you can go to flowernewyorkcity.bandcamp.com, and you can download it from there. I'm not actually at my computer right now. I am incredibly using a very old iPad to record today's podcast. Way back when, I don't know when we last regularly did these, like, I guess 2018 we did some extra sort of specialty ones, and then, but maybe 2017, so like 5 or 6 years ago or something, I used to regularly record on an iPad with this little app called Boss Jock, which I don't think you can get anymore, or if you can, it's changed names and changed owners or something like that, but I used to use that regularly for doing the podcast. I could load up all the music on it, and I could just push a button and it could play it, make little notes and stuff like that. It sounds like I'm trying to sell you this app, but I don't think you can buy it anymore. But I went up in the loft, or the attic, depending on where you are in the world, just, I can't remember what I was looking for, but I found my old iPad, and I thought, I wonder if that's still got the software on that I used to record the podcast. And incredibly it did. It's got loads of other software there that doesn't work, and has been long discontinued. The iPad itself is on a very old version of iOS, but it's just about still works. It does, however, mean that the last couple of weeks I've been sort of browsing the web while I've been recording the podcast, and I can give you some information, some additional information, but I can't do that today. I've just got my notes that I've pre-made, so it's slightly organized. I've pre-made notes, but I didn't look to see how much that album costs. I think it's a Name Your Price, but don't quote me on that. Anyway, so Flower New York City .bandcamp.com, just to wake you up really for the podcast. A bit of an eclectic mix, I think, on today's podcast. I'm going to try and also, number one, not talk too quickly. I think last week I talked too quickly. I'm going to try not to do that this week. Number two, I'm going to try and sit still so I don't bump the microphone or the table and generally be unprofessional. And number three, what was I going to say? Number three, get myself a glass of water, which I haven't done. I'm going to have to go and do that. Well, there's another glass. There's a glass over the other side of the room, so I can go and do that when I put the next track on. That's not so bad. Must be the Edinburgh Festival starting soon, I think, because it's very rainy today in Edinburgh. My plan was to build a deck, not like a Pokemon or Magic the Gathering deck, but actually a big wooden deck, or at least to start doing that today. But instead I've just sort of pushed all the wood under a hedge to kind of keep it out of the rain, or at least partially out of the rain. So yeah, I'm not doing that today. Instead, I'm inside recording a podcast, and hopefully you won't be able to hear the rain because of the acoustic glass. Let me knock on it again. I love knocking on that glass. It's crazy. It's like knocking on a brick wall or something. Bonkers. Anyway, yeah, so out there is horrible weather, but in here it's nice and warm and there's lots of music. It's not actually that warm, but it's okay. It's average. It's not so bad. Another thing I've been doing recently is I've been going through the old podcasts and putting them up onto archive.org and also fixing the links on the website, at least some of the links. You should now be able to download, if you go onto the podcast feed, everything back to podcast number 6. I do have all the other ones, but I don't have any blogs for those, so at some point I need to write those and post them up, and it might involve me having to listen to those episodes and find out what tracks I played, and I haven't quite been able to face that yet. But one of the things I've been doing is I've been going through and seeing tracks that I've played over, you know, the last 10 years or so and completely forgotten about. So I shall probably scatter some through, maybe, well, there's a couple in this podcast, maybe 3 actually, and then maybe over some future ones I'll scatter some things in from either tracks that I've played before or bands that I played before that maybe have got newer things out, or maybe other tracks from those bands from a long time ago. So there is going to be some new and old stuff in today's show. And the next one actually is from 2010, back when the podcast started. It's from a net label called Block Sonic, which I think if you do a search for on archive.org you'll probably be able to find. This is Garmisch and Facing the Sea, or at least it will be when I sort of get that thing out of the way and press the button to play it.
It's a place where the small houses lean on each other. Small, small wooden houses facing the islands and the sea. And the sea.
Garmisch and Facing the Sea, and that's from the album Garmisch, I think. G-A-R-M-I-S-C-H. I may have pronounced it incorrectly. It's a town in Germany, I think. Anyway, the album's called Facing the Sea. And there'll be links if you go to edmundman.com and look up the show notes for podcast number 288. You can get links to where you can get it. It's on archive.org, but it's a big complicated URL which ends with a .mp3, and so I'm not going to read it out. But if you do a search for Block Sonic, B-L-O-C, sorry, I said I was going to be professional and not hit the desk. Block Sonic, B-L-O-C, Sonic, on archive.org, you can probably find it there. I've done some additional research on my phone, and I can tell you that, I don't know if they're still going, because that was 2010 that came out, but they are an electro band from Sweden. So yeah, and I can tell you that the band, but will I read out the band members? I'll probably mangle names, but Birgitta Pearson, Charlotte Fagerlund, Charlotte Lundgren, Patrick Svensson, and Stefan Bodetoft are the people who are in the band, and they may or may not still be a band, I'm not really sure. I probably should have done that bit of research as well. I did try and find some newer things by them, but I couldn't find anything newer than 2015. But yeah, you can, if you have a look for, there's some noise outside, I think. I thought one of the children were going to come in, but actually I think I just knocked something over and sort of freaked out myself. Yeah, I lied to you actually a little bit. I did the podcast playlist for this show almost a week ago, And then forgot what I'd put on it. And it looks like, actually, when I said there was going to be some old stuff and some new stuff, it's actually mostly old. Mostly things that I was inspired to, obviously, because a week or so ago I was uploading all those shows to archive.org. Last week I played some music that wasn't video game music, but it was sort of inspired by wannabe video game music. But not chiptune-y, but a bit later, sort of I guess, PS1 style era. But I am going to play some chiptune now, some chiptune power pop with vocals. From Sydney, Australia. And this was a track, well, I'll explain a little bit more after that. This is Victory Road. Victory Road, and Takes a Sudden Turn, and that's from the self-titled album Victory Road from 2013. It's self-titled EP, sorry. It says here, Victory Road, self-titled, not debut EP, is an explosive pop-punk chiptune anthems made with a Game Boy. It is indeed. And you can get that if you go to v-road.bandcamp.com is where you can get it there. And it's either $3, three Australian dollars, or it's a name your price if you get the... There's two versions of it. There's a free version which has got some sort of watermark on the image or something like that. But anyway, you can go and download it there and you can give him some money. And yeah, he hasn't done anything else on the Bandcamp page for quite some time, but... Sorry, scratched my nose. I went to his Facebook page and did see that he did a gig about 6 months ago. Which seems to be his first gig in about 8 years or something as well. So I guess he's back doing chiptune stuff. Or at least live, if you are in Sydney. Try and keep a lookout for him. I'm going to swear when I read out what the rest of the little biography say here. It says, it's all about rocking the fuck out and pretending you're a dumb teenager again. Which, yes, sounds fair enough, doesn't it? I think I was maybe not even quite a teenager. I think I was just past being a teenager. No, was I? When the Game Boy came out? No, I think I probably still was just a teenager when the Game Boy came out. So yeah, fair enough. I'm going to play another track from a band who I've played on the podcast a long time ago. Dad Rocks from Iceland, who I went to see a gig by him, I think at Henry Cellabar, done by Song by Toad, when Matthew from Song by Toad was still doing Song by Toad. And I saw a gig, yeah, by Dad Rocks. The album I'm going to play is actually not the track, the album that I played on the podcast, which I think was maybe back in 2012. This album is from 2014. When I downloaded it, I thought, last week or so, I thought, 2014, that's not too long ago. And then I did the maths and I was like, it's 9 years ago. That's terrifying. This is Dad Rocks and Piers.
Found it on a torrent file sharing site, downloaded by you. You stored it on a computer hard drive. Then a dollar was received because of your activities online. Your mom asked if you're using Pirate Bay. You answered hello on the way. Not today, but that's okay. Cause the songs we play sound the same anyway. And all the gold that I've been told about. About the message and what it means to you. You even embedded a SoundCloud in hope that it helps out the crowd. Sad gigs. You remixed our wings and sample sounds of birds, promoting what has been born on web 2.0 platforms on the internet. But that's okay.
Where I mangle Scandinavian names. That's Dad Rocks and Piers. And you can get that if you go to dadrocks.bandcamp.com. And that's Snivar Albertsson, who's got a new band, actually. If you go to newtraps.bandcamp.com, he's got at least one new track or a new single or something there. Yeah, and that came out in 2014, which is pretty terrifying. Oh dear, there is noises outside. I think the children are definitely trying to get in. I'm going to play some, I promised you some new stuff, and I'm going to play some new stuff. This track is from an album by Jeff Rosenstock, which is going to cut, Rosenstock rather, called Doubt, which comes out in September this year. So it's not even out yet. You've got a whole month to go before you can get this, but you can get this track and I think another track if you go to jeffrosenstock.bandcamp.com. In the UK, it's on Specialist Subject Records, and there's like a pink and splatter vinyls for about £22. This is Doubt. Jeff Rosenstock and Doubt, all capital letters. And that's from the upcoming album Hell Mode, which is also all capital letters and all one word. If you go to jeffrosenstock.bandcamp.com, you can get it there. It comes out on the 1st of September, which I guess is less than a month now. And it says here on the Bandcamp page, it says, "Hi, I'm Jeff Rosenstock. In 2007, I started a free/donation-based record label, a digital label called Quote Unquote Records. I also used to be in a band called Bomb the Music Industry! And then that band stopped. And now I just do stuff. Hope you like it." Yes, Jeff, I do. It's brilliant. And hopefully other people will too. It's on Specialist Subject Records as well in the UK. So I'm sure if you go there, you can probably get some physical copies or whatever if you go to their Bandcamp page. Yeah, it is the Edinburgh Fringe starts, I think, well, I'm recording this on Wednesday, and I think on Friday is when the Edinburgh Fringe starts. In the past, back in the long distance past, I would go to lots of Fringe shows, and I would do a weekly podcast where I'd review shows and I'd have guests and stuff like that. I don't know, that's not going to happen this year. Edinburgh Man Jr. is, 11, and Thing 2 is 6 going on 7. The time for going to the Fringe shows has long since passed, although I am going to try and catch Josie Long at the Book Festival, I think. But yeah, so there's not going to be... we are going to try and go away for like a week, not quite a week, like 4 or 5 days or something within the next week. So there may not be a podcast in the next week. What I'm going to try and do is I'll see if I can put together a playlist tomorrow, and if I can, I'll quickly record something and then I'll schedule it to go live next week. But if that doesn't happen, then there will be a week off because I will have a holiday, which I realise is a bit unfair because the show's only been going for a couple of weeks. It's only been going again for a couple of weeks. I'll try and do one, but then if there's not one next week, don't worry, it's not gone away. It's just that we've gone away, but it will be back. So maybe next week. I'm going to play one more track. I think, apparently, this is another oldie. This is a track from, I don't know, like 11 years ago or something like that, on Beep Beep Records by a band called The Black Atlantic. I know nothing more about them. You'll have to do some more investigations yourself. There'll be links to where you can get the track, or at least stream the track or listen to the track if you go to edinburghman.com and look up the show notes for 288, podcast 288. I think this has something to do with Lord of the Rings. I don't know. I don't know anything about Lord of the Rings. It's never not been something that interested me in the slightest. But the track is called I'm going to mangle another name here, but at least it's a made-up language and rather than a Scandinavian language. Rohirrim is the name of the track, and like I say, I think it's lyrics based off something from Lord of the Rings put to music or something like that. But anyway, I don't mind. It sounds cool. And that's it. I can't believe, back when, in fact, on the Fringe, I used to do like shows that were an hour or 2 hours long. I can't believe I've ever managed to speak for sensible. That doesn't even make sense. Can't believe I managed to speak for that long and play music and stuff. My brain just doesn't work that way anymore. This is Black Atlantic, and I'll see you next time.
Where is the horn that was blowing? Where is the helm and the hauberk and the bright hair flowing? Chivalry dies with the riders of Rohan. Children of men before the dark years. Where is the hand on the harp string and the red fire glowing? Where is the spring and the harvest and the tall corn growing? Honesty dies with the riders of Rohan. Children of men before the dark years. They've passed like rain on the mountain, like a wind in the meadow. The days have gone down in the west, behind the hills into shadow. Pride dies with the riders of Rohan. children of men before the dark years. Who shall gather the smoke of the dead wood burning, or behold the flowing years from the sea returning? Chivalry dies with the riders of Rohan. Honesty dies with the riders of Rohan. Pride dies with the riders of Rohan. Children of men before the dark years.